This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and Plenary Session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in the Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and US desire to give preferential market access to each other's businesses. Talking to media persons in Paris, he said that both the countries are working together on the proposed bilateral trade agreement. When asked about an announcement of US President Donald Trump to double the tariffs on steel and aluminium to 50%, Mr. Goyal said two countries will continue to work together to resolve all these issues bilaterally. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare informed that as of 30th of last month, summer crop sowing has seen a significant increase, covering around 84 lakh hectares, up by 9.21 lakh hectares compared to last year. In a statement, the ministry said that the area of rice production has increased by 4.8 lakh hectares to nearly 36 lakh hectares, while pulses have risen by 2.77 lakh hectares to over 24 lakh hectares. Germany's former foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, elected as the next president of the United Nations General Assembly with strong support, winning 167 votes out of 193 in the secret ballot demanded by Russia. Baerbock replaces Cameroon's Fiumon Yang and will begin her one-year term in September, leading the assembly during key events, including the annual World Leaders Meeting and the UN's 80th anniversary. Polling is underway in South Korea to elect a new president to succeed conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, who was ousted over his brief but shocking imposition of martial law. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Parts of Delhi, Arunachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Punjab and Uttarakhand are also likely to witness heavy rainfall throughout the day. Pradeep Narwal, the most successful player in Pro Kabaddi League PKL history, announced his retirement from the sport after going unsold during the PKL 12 players auction. The 28-year-old made the announcement during a live session with the sports broadcaster. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today, as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In a battle of titans, the Rajat Patidar-led RCB will hold an advantage over their opponents as they thrashed them by 8 wickets in qualifier 1 in Chandigarh to seal the direct entry to the final. However, Punjab had their way of bouncing back from the setback against Mumbai Indians in qualifier 2, courtesy of Shehraz Iyer's blistering 87 not out to keep their dream of winning a maiden title alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.